And I'm Milkman Dan. This is Kelly.
Yes, hello.
There she is, lovely Kelly. And we're doing the Hangover Brunch today in the lieu of the absence of Steph.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a whole thing about QRP, shortwave radio, Morse code communications. And I was talking with Roger, one of the guys who was involved in the QRP club. And we were asking, you know, about his most memorable communication that he ever did. And, you know, he had a lot of interesting stuff because he did Morse code through the Coast Guard when the Coast Guard was actually doing Morse code. So let's listen to this very, very, very interesting story. Here we go. Here's Roger on his most interesting Morse code experience with the Coast Guard. When you think of your most memorable Morse code interaction, what pops up into your mind?
Well, I don't want to dwell on the Coast Guard a whole lot throughout this interview, but one of my Coast Guard experiences really sticks out. But I need to preface that with first saying in amateur radio, I've had thousands of wonderful conversations, made these fabulous acquaintances all over the world through Morse code. So I have a lot of great experience through ham radio. But my Coast Guard experiences stick out more because it dealt with life and death issues, political issues, things of that nature. But to answer your question specifically, one time I received an SOS while I was in Hawaii, and they do use the Morse characters for SOS at that time on Morse code on 500 kilohertz international distress and calling frequency. Received an SOS from a Japanese ship that was returning to Japan from San Francisco. Its hull was completely filled with iron turnings. Now, the iron turnings are these little squiggles of metal that you get when you drill holes through metal. So at that time, what the Japanese were doing, they were going to San Francisco, buying our scrap squiggles of metal, as it were, filling the hull of their ship with these little pieces of metal, and then heading back to Japan to make cars or whatever to sell back to us. Well, at this time, there were really heavy seas in the North Pacific, and this particular ship was caught in those seas. These iron turnings were rubbing against each other in the hull and heating up. And the hull, the part of the ship they were in was next to the fuel compartments, and the Japanese at the time thought that the ship was going to explode. So they called for our help. We sent some helicopters out through these heavy seas, evacuated the ship, took all the crew off the ship, and basically waited for it to explode. And the temperature was rising dramatically. I don't remember the exact figure, but it was a very high temperature. It was amazing how much friction was created from these pieces of metal rubbing against each other with the ocean sloshing this boat around. Luckily, as it were, the storm subsided. The temperature of the hull started to drop, and the boat didn't explode. We brought the crew back a few days later, put them back on the ship, and sent them on their way back to Japan. So not that dramatic, but very interesting, and it sticks out in my memory.
Not very dramatic?
Yeah, right. That's a good story.
Jeez, it was very interesting. And, you know, good old America throwing away all that metal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It just, solidifies some stereotypes you have about, you know, waste.
Yeah.
But I'll shut up. So coming in...
That's a whole other show.
A whole another show. Maybe three or four shows.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do a whole day on that. So coming up at number 12 this week, we have the American Analog Set. New stuff from them. They've been on the countdown for a few weeks now. Not bad stuff, that's why. And the album we're going to listen to is Know by Heart. And we're going to listen to the...